The Bryceland Thorn Road south of Four Corners will be closed to all traffic for 6 to 8 weeks during repairs to a slip out from a storm in 2019. KMUD News spoke with Chris Delghini, a senior engineering technician with Mendocino County's Department of Transportation.
So we're going to be doing a closure of the road, Bryceland Road, up in the Sinkey and Wilderness area. We're doing a 2019 storm damage repair of the road. There was a pretty significant slide up there that took out a portion of the road. We need to go in there and repair. We're going to be building a wall. So beginning tomorrow, August 6th, the road will be closed for approximately 6 to 8 weeks. And there will be no traffic, no foot traffic. It's completely 100% closed to everybody.
Everyone must use the Lost Coast Trail to enter the area. The road will be closed to pedestrians as well as vehicles.
It's extremely narrow for anybody that's been in there. You can barely find spots to get two vehicles past each other. And, you know, we're going to be in there with a large drill rig and heavy excavators and whatnot and backing large concrete trucks down in there. So it's going to be extremely tight, and we definitely don't want even just pedestrian foot traffic coming in there, because it's going to be dangerous. It's, you know, we're already kind of worried for ourselves, let alone having to worry about the public coming in there and getting in the way.
They are repairing 2019 storm damage. Delghini describes the repairs that will be made.
Basically what happened was we lost probably about half the lane. We were able to kind of put it back, but what we're going to do is we're going to build two soldier pile walls in there that will basically make it so we can actually put the road back full width, and it'll kind of hold everything back, so there won't be any possibility of that sliding anymore. And then we're also replacing a culvert that's partially plugged up and damaged during the storm as well. So that's all going to get replaced and should be nice and passable once we get in there and finish it.
These repairs are being funded by the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
This was actually a FEMA-funded project. So we've been working with state parks on this, obviously, because it's their area that's being affected by the closure and whatnot. But no, it's funded through the FEMA storm damage.
Delghino notes that Mountain View Road out of Boonville will also be closed for repairs during the day.
Right now, try to avoid Mountain View Road out of Boonville, between Boonville and the coast. It is closed. We are doing our 2024 corrective maintenance, so it's being ground up and resurfaced for pretty much the entire road. So if you can, try to avoid it as much as possible right now.
Yes.
It's currently closed from, I believe, 8 o'clock in the morning till, sorry about that. It's currently closed from 8 o'clock in the morning till noon, and then it opens up for a half hour from 12 to 12:30, and then it's closed again until, I believe, about 5 p.m.
He repeated that the road into Sinkione will be closed through autumn.
Right now, try to avoid Mountain View Road out of Boonville, between Boonville and the coast. It is closed. We are doing our 2024 corrective maintenance, so it's being ground up and resurfaced for pretty much the entire road. So if you can, try to avoid it as much as possible right now.
Yes.
It's currently closed from, I believe, 8 o'clock in the morning till... Sorry about that. It's currently closed from 8 o'clock in the morning till noon, and then it opens up for a half hour from 12 to 12:30, and then it's closed again until, I believe, about 5 p.m.
This is Kelly Lincoln reporting for KMUD News.